And open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Today marks the 10th anniversary of the September 11th tragedy. We remember days like today. We do things to remember days like today because we don't want to forget anything that changed so many lives and affected us as a nation. And so we remember those who lost and who gave their lives on 9/11/2001. It's good to remember these things because the more that time passes, the less impact these things will have on us. But there is an event that we remember whose impact will never diminish. In fact, we are in this room, most of us right now, because of this event. And it's the cross of our Savior, Jesus Christ. During this time in our service, we remember our Savior and His death by taking communion together. To help us remember these things, please follow with me as I read Romans 8, 1 through 4. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. There are two laws in this passage which condemn a person before God. One internal to us and one external to us. We're going to look at these two laws, and then we will look at how it is that there is now no condemnation from these laws. At the end of the first two, notice the first law, the law of sin and death. This is the same law talked about in Romans 7:23 when it says, I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. This law dwells in our members. It's an internal law, a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. This law of sin and death condemns us. The second law is the law of God. This law in verse 4 is spoken of as the law with the righteous requirement. This righteous requirement is that it requires us to be righteous. But the problem is, we know from Romans 3:23 that no one is righteous. It also says in verse 3 that this law could not do something. It could not make us righteous. It could only show us our sin and condemn us. So the first law, the law of sin that dwells in our flesh, it condemns us. And the second law, the law of God, dwells outside our flesh, and it also condemns us. So how is it now that there is no condemnation? Look back at the beginning of verse 3. For God has done. Now stop. We are about to read this explanation for how there is no condemnation, and it's something that God has done. This isn't something that you or I have done. So if you are here and you are not condemned, God has done that. And if you are here and you are condemned, God can change that. Look at the rest of verse 3. By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh. The main point here is that God condemned sin in the flesh, and He did this by sending His Son. Now, if Jesus had no sin, then whose sin in the flesh was condemned at the cross? The answer is yours and mine. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation because that condemnation already happened. Jesus was condemned for our sin, so we will never be. And God did this. And He did something else at the cross. Look again at verse 4. At the cross of Christ, this righteous requirement of the law of God was fulfilled in us. we have been made righteous. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because this law within us, the law of sin, it was already condemned at the cross. And this law without us, the law of God, it was fulfilled at the cross. So if you are here and you are in Christ Jesus, then there is now no condemnation for you. Take this time to examine your heart and confess and repent from those sins that try to condemn us still. And ask this question: if there is no condemnation, then what is there? How about peace? The forgiveness of our sins? Righteousness before a holy God? The hope of glory? A love that nothing can ever separate us from? Remember our Savior, who became our condemnation so that we could become his righteousness. And if you believe or are unwilling to repent, then just let the bread and juice pass you by, and please talk to somebody about that sin. And if you are here this morning and by your own admission are not in Christ Jesus, then we're glad that you are here. But you need to know that the opposite of this verse holds true for you. There is therefore now condemnation for those who are not in Christ Jesus. And you cannot escape this condemnation on your own or through any law, but only through what God has done on the cross. Trust now in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Turn from your sins and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need to be in Christ. If not now, then please talk with whoever brought you. And again, if you are unwilling to turn from your sins today, then please just let the bread and juice pass you by. This is a time for those who are in Christ Jesus. As the men come forward, continue to remember the cross and take the bread and the juice on your own.